Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Time once again on 4HI for Q&A. Welcome into the studio, Steve Taylor. Good morning, Guru.
Morning, Michael.
Somebody heard your comments a few weeks ago about the potential growth in Brisbane house prices. And on yesterday's news, they heard that Brisbane is leading the nation in all four property performance indicators.
That's right, Mick. What's the question there, mate?
Well, he wants to know what these four indications are, and do you have any further information?
Mick, some indicators are short-term, some mid-term, some long-term. The four indicators are the past week, the past month, year-to-date, and the last 12 months. And the new figures show that Brisbane is the only mainland capital city to record an increase in home value in all categories.
So, Steve, do you see this trend continuing?
Oh, definitely, Mick. Whilst Sydney and Melbourne have always been volatile markets with peaks and valleys, Brisbane usually has plateaus and moderate growth cycles. But I expect Brisbane house prices to continue to accelerate in the future.
I've got to ask, why is that, Steve?
Well, mate, it's Brisbane's relative affordability. It's seeing an increase in interstate and overseas migration. And we're also enjoying an improving local economy.
So, Steve, what is the average home price in Brisbane right now?
Well, according to Domain, it was $665,000 in March this year, but that would now be about $670,000.
So, in the future, do you see the average price of houses in Brisbane reaching the $1 million mark?
Oh, Mick, it's already happening. In many suburbs, according to CoreLogic, Queensland had a 50% jump and the number of million-dollar suburbs in the past decade.
Have you got any figures on that, mate?
Well, again, according to CoreLogic, by the end of last year, 2017, we had 38 suburbs with a median value of $1 million or higher. That's 15 more than the previous year.
So, all right, Steve, what are the latest suburbs to reach the $1 million mark in Brisbane?
Well, Mick, there's been five new $1 million contenders in the last 12 months, and they are Ashgrove, Auchenflower, Balmoral, Fig Tree Pocket, and would you believe West End?
It's hard to believe. But on that subject, mate, who would have thought 30 years ago that the average price of a house in West End would be over $1 million? Steve, we're probably speaking of $2 million suburbs in Brisbane one day.
It's already happened, Mick. The March quarter this year saw Tenerife, the medium, this is the average house price, reach $2.075 million. We're already over $2 million, mate.
So tell us, what is your pick for capital growth at this time?
Newport on the Redcliffe Peninsula.
And why is that, mate?
Mick, the capital gain of any item, it doesn't matter whether it's a painting or jewellery or property, it's relative to its rarity factor. And a peninsula is surrounded by sea, so there's always a finite amount of land available. No doubt about it, mate. Newport is my pick for the next hotspot.
And if you'd like to get in on the next pick in that hotspot, you Google Steve Taylor, hit the contact us button, or you simply call the office 4987 7567. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Mick.
Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.